Chapter 11. Portsmouth.
"You won't meet two of our brothers," said Susan. "They're both working far away from home now. But George, Charles and Sam will soon be home for dinner. You'll probably hear them long before they reach the door." A few moments later, three noisy young boys ran into the room. Fanny had very affectionate memories of one of them, George, for she had often looked after him when he was a baby. But George was nearly 9 now, and he and his brothers ran all over the house shouting and arguing. Fanny wasn't used to such noise, which was almost intolerable in the small house. She was tired after the journey and confused. Her brothers and sisters were like strangers, and even her mother didn't seem especially excited to see her. Fanny didn't think it would be any different with her father. She remembered him as a bad-tempered man who had paid very little attention to her or his other daughters. He worked long hours at the shipyard, and when he wasn't working, he was often out getting drunk. When Mr. Price came home, he welcomed Fanny briefly, but soon turned his attention to his three young sons.
"Stop making that terrible noise," he shouted. "Can't a man get a bit of peace and quiet in his own home?"
However, he quickly forgot about the younger boys when William came into the room. The two of them started talking with great enthusiasm about William's ship and life in the Navy. Mr. Price had always wanted his sons to be sailors, and he was especially pleased that William had become a lieutenant.
"I'm proud of you, son," he said to William. "In our family, there has always been a tradition of being in the Navy, and you've done better than any of us. You're a lieutenant. I don't have many workmates at the shipyard who can say that about their sons."
Fanny watched her father and the other members of the family. She saw that there were many things wrong in the Price home, which she had been too young to notice before. The house was disorganised, people didn't listen to each other, and the children were badly behaved. But the biggest changes, Fanny realised, were in herself. She had become used to a different way of life at Mansfield Park. Fanny immediately felt guilty for feeling this way. "Of course, it's all much easier there because there's plenty of money," she thought. "But I must be fair. It's hard for my mother to look after a big family with very little help and to teach the younger children how to behave at the same time." Fanny tried to find excuses, but the truth was that much of the situation was her mother's own fault. She was lazy by nature and a bad organiser. She had no idea how to control her servants or her children. Meals were badly cooked and served late. Clothes were not mended or ready for wearing when they were needed. And the boys paid very little attention to their mother's instructions. As for Betsy, her mother spoiled her youngest daughter and let her do whatever she wanted.
"Isn't it strange how clearly you see some things when you're far away from them?" thought Fanny.
"I appreciate Mansfield Park now even more than I did before.
I miss my home and family there."
There were many ways Fanny could have helped, but she didn't offer to do anything, as she was afraid her mother would think she was criticising. Fanny often felt lonely and spent much of her time in the room she shared with Susan, reading books she borrowed from the public library. Fanny had hoped to find a loving family in Portsmouth, and she was very disappointed. The only person she felt close to was William, but he had gone now. He had had little time for Fanny in the last few hours before he left. He was too busy trying to get ready for his departure. His mother had promised to shorten the sleeves of William's new uniform, but she had forgotten. Now it had to be done very quickly at the last minute. Everything was panic and disorder. After William had left, Fanny looked around her.
"This house will never feel like home to me," she thought sadly. I don't feel like one of the family. No one needs me or wants my company. At Mansfield Park, my Aunt Bertram is always pleased when I spend time with her, and Edmund is always happy to talk to me.